This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
In the hot seat today is none other than Larry Cates, the CEO of Global Learning Systems, which is at globallearningsystems.com. We're going to talk about one of the most important things that is missing in many companies today about cybersecurity. Larry, tell us what that is.
The need is really training the end user, that employee who really is the connection between the lifeblood of personal data, company data, really allowing a company to really operate in today's digital environment.
So is it a one-time training? Is it a repeat training? Is it online? Is it through the cloud? How do we train these personnel, and what are you offering, both from the issues of physical security, you know, the person who walks in behind me, what's the term for that? Coming in the back door?
Shadowing,
yeah. To, leaving sticky notes with my password, right? So those are physical issues that affect cyber.
Right.
To employees just not knowing how to handle phishing attacks and other things. Tell us what you're up to and how we can educate people.
It's such a diverse environment. You think about it, it's also the home workplace. You know, you carry over
today what you do in your personal life to, you know, should transcend to work. But situational awareness, we really try to take real life lessons and situations for based on either role or general audience. Make sure folks understand what a corporate policy is. You know, why are they asking you to do what they're doing? How do you connect? You know, kind of that link within the fence, and what's the consequences if you, do something silly? You know, what consequences? A lot of folks don't really understand that, you know, they leave the door open just because they're a user on a network. It could really cost the company quite a bit of money.
Let me throw you three scenarios of the average employee. I'm just trying to get my job done, and I'm really busy. I'm very helpful because I'm a human being, and people ask for help, so I'm going to give it to them. Or I'm lazy, right? I mean, this happens a lot. In each of these cases, some piece of company critical data, a password, a file, something happens, and they didn't do it on purpose, right? The person got lazy. The person was trying to be helpful.
Exactly.
Right. These things keep happening. How do you educate them out of doing it wrong? Because most people don't care about cybersecurity, do they?
Well, the bad guys look at it as a numbers game. They're going to kind of keep hitting and hitting and hitting and look for you to just have, you know, an instance when you're not paying attention. What we try to do is, and it goes back to your earlier question, it's repeat and iterative awareness and training. Formal training should be, engaging. Really relating to that end user and their environment. Don't give them something that really is just kind of black and white and doesn't connect to their lifestyle. So we really try to make that difference working with customers. We'll take it down to their environment.
If you're a financial services company, you have a call center. If you're a manufacturer, if you're a field exploratory company doing energy.
We'll adapt to that kind of environment if they're working on mobile devices and so forth. So, beyond that, we try to really what we call kind of just-in-time training. It's repetitive in terms of, maybe once a week, once a month, they may get a short video, maybe a short reminder.
When we do testing and some assessments now, which is a proactive way of really kind of making sure that folks are paying attention.
There's a reminder, and there's also supporting material. So it's really kind of bringing, and where we're really trying to stretch now is bring leadership and a global organization into a mindset that security is equally as important as safety, or earnings and revenue, because it really can have consequences on the bottom line and the top line.
So a lot of people were learning that VPNs are important, but I still find that the traditional keylogger, remote access Trojan, I mean, the Chinese government's used it, Russian hackers have used it, cyber criminals around the globe have used it. It's point, click, install, oops, I made a mistake, and they don't even know until it's too late. Some of the most recent breaches, they found out that the keylogger, the RAT, which was doing covert data exfiltration, had been sitting around in the corporate network for almost a year. Can you educate people out of that problem, or is it you plus some of these new anti-phishing tools and new technologies in the anti-malware space? Like, how do we solve this problem?
Really good question. I look at it as a layered type of solution. You want to have the general audience training. Again, you have turnover. You have short-term employees, you got retailers who are hiring during the busy seasons and so forth. You've got to constantly be on guard because the greatest percentage of breaches now are human-related. I mean, if you really look at the data, software,
hardware is doing its thing, but the doors are still wide open. So we look at the general audience and really try to map that well.
But where I believe the rich targets are. The heavy hitters are the sensitive user groups, and those
people have access to the database.
Yeah, those are folks that might be in HR, procurement, it could be in sales and marketing. The digital intellectual property now is a big issue for a lot of companies. They're moving from conventional manufacturing to their IP is in the digital market, and they need to make sure their employees, their vendors, their supply chain. So we're actually extending
into mid-level roles,
mm-hmm. Going out into vendors and into the supply chain, because that's how far it stretches.
Do you send people out on training if asked, or do you just offer this as an online service where it's packaged per client with the modules they need?
We actually, we scale from very small businesses up to large global, as we talked about. Generally, that's going to be done in a web solution. We think a hybrid, we call it blended learning, is really beneficial. There may be a bag lunch section, mm-hmm. session. There could be champions out as advocates. We actually do on-site, we bring security specialists in for leadership training. They may have a small group forum, 30 minutes of a presentation talking about their industry, and then it's a Q&A, and it really kind of starts to build awareness and buy-in, and then the leadership starts to really have more of a positive impact, because again, you can't just expect the average employee to kind of respond if leadership isn't saying this isn't a priority.
Do you have any white papers or freebies or tools or anything that we can share for our viewers and listeners?
Absolutely. We have a number of resources from blogs to white papers to webinars that are located on our website.
Sounds great. And it's globallearningsystems.com?
That's right.
Okay. This is a great interview. This is so important. It's not just the software or the network or the firewall or the router. It's your people, and it's training them properly. It's a critical thing to do. So check out globallearningsystems.com, sign up today, learn more, train fast, and do it again and again until the risk of a breach goes down as close to zero as possible.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.